Yuri had a new burst of energy this last week. That had preoccupied Lance more than enough, especially since he always had to divert Yuri from his bad habit of doing things that were way too questionable. Lance crushed Yuri's usual antics because it was too much too soon. Truthfully, Lance had never exactly loved Yuri's love for all things dangerous and often stupid anyway. He wouldn't be able to stop him forever, but it was what it was. Yuri flinched. Lance grabbed his brother's hand and squeezed, doing whatever he could to reassure him of his presence. He also bit back the words he wanted to speak. Interrupting Josh wasn't a good thing, but Lance wanted to check in with Yuri every step of the way. Yuri told him it was too much. It probably was. Yuri was likely getting restless, too. This session had almost reached the hour mark. Lying still like this without being physically laid up was a real feat for Yuri. Maybe Yuri was well enough for Lance to steal a little time for himself by taking a quick trip to Fairbanks. It was a small city, but humongous compared to Irio. It was the place Lance turned to when he needed information, seeing as Irio just recently conformed to using the internet like the rest of the world. Fairbanks also had a library. And sometimes Fairbanks was good for a change of pace, a place where Lance could get away from all the shifter stuff. It was like stepping into a different world and pretending to be someone else for a day. He never intended on meeting anyone there, though, but unexpected things tended to happen in life. Lance wondered if Ash missed him. He wondered what they were doing. He wondered if they were still playing at Tipsy, or if they had moved on and forgotten all about him. They should have. It was in their best interest, and it was likely all in his imagination that they had been flirting for the past few months. His chest hurt at the thought. "You're being stupid," he told himself. Yuri was the only one who mattered. He was the only one who ever mattered. Lance concentrated on his brother's face and the light cast by the witch's white magic, as if to remind himself of this fact. He had to look after his brother. Yuri needed him. This was his place.